This is Dr. Pinsky dictating a man on a man, January 23, regarding Andrew O'Donnell, capital O, apostrophe, capital D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Under history of accident, as you know, I previously evaluated Mr. O'Donnell, as described in my report to you of 9-27-11, where this pertained to a specific alleged injury of 10-8-10 involving the right thigh. Period. At that time, Mr. O'Donnell admitted to previously injuring his lower back when he fell out of a ceiling, resulting in surgery in 1982. In 2010, he underwent surgery to repair a left biceps tear secondary to a fall that occurred at home. Period. He did not offer any complaints specifically involving the knees at that time. Period. Examination of the knees was benign. Pretty not currently alleges occupational exposures caused disability to each knee. Pretty specifically asserts that due to kneeling and climbing ladders over the years, he sustained disability to his knees. Pretty new paragraph, according to the records provided, he was seen on 5-16-11 orthopedically by Dr. Pacman, P-A-C-K-M-A-N. Period. At that time, he complained of bilateral knee pain and was having difficulty at work. Period. He had pain if he kneeled or squatted and had pain going up steps. Period. He was concerned that he had arthritis. Period. Physical exam found he stood 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighed 325 pounds. Period. X-rays of the left knee showed moderately severe medial joint line narrowing. Period. Dr. Pacman anticipated he was probably headed towards a knee replacement in the future. Period. Mr. O'Donnell wanted to remain at work now. Period. A knee brace was applied to the left knee. A new knee brace was applied to the left knee. I'll scratch that whole thing. Dr. Pacman recommended a new sports brace for the left knee. Period. He had worn one on the right knee that gave him a lot of help, but no longer fit him. Period. The right knee was doing better at that time, so he did not need the brace much. Period. He followed up with Dr. Pacman on 8-30-11. When they discussed pursuing right total knee replacement, period. In the interim, he was going on a fishing trip in early November and wanted to have surgery done afterwards. Period. Mr. O'Donnell, quote, asked if the nature of his work could be responsible for his knee problems, period, end quote. He also asked, quote, if the knee problems could be aggravating his lumbar spine problems with sciatica, period, end quote. Dr. Pacman indicated this was probably not the case, period. New paragraph on 10-3-11, he underwent cardiology evaluation in anticipation of surgery. Period. He was noted he had coronary artery disease, status post drug eluting stent to his left anterior descending artery 6 years ago, common morbid obesity, which had come down about 10 pounds since his last visit, and obstructive sleep apnea, for which he was using CPAP. Period. And went extensive cardiovascular evaluation. Period. On 11-16-11, Dr. Pacman performed right total knee replacement. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was osteoarthritis of the right knee. Period. period, he followed up post, scratch that, he was discharged from the hospital on 11/19/11, period, he followed up with Dr. Pacman post-operatively and undertook a course of rehabilitation, period. Ongoing monitoring continued through 3/27/12. Mr. O'Donnell then expressed he wanted to get his left knee replaced, but wanted to wait a while for that. Pretty expressed that he felt he could return to work in the next couple of weeks. Period. Dr. Pacman wrote correspondence to Mr. O'Donnell's attorney on 4/4/12 with respect to the etiology of Mr. O'Donnell's knee symptoms. Period. He noted having seen Mr. O'Donnell a number of times between 1/28/00 and 2/12/01. Period. He related previously seeing Dr. Levitsky, L-E-V-I-T-S-K-Y, for problems with the right knee that started in October of 2000 while he was on vacation and doing a lot of walking. Where this was diagnosed as arthritis, fortune and cortisone injection gave him a fair amount of help. Period. He then came into the care of Dr. Pacman with left knee complaints as well in 2001. Period. On 3/6/01, he was given an osteoarthritis brace. For the right knee, period. Dr. Pacman performed a series of hyaluronic injections to the left knee on 3/14/02, 3/21/02, 3/28/02. Period, he did well enough that he did not return for over 2 years. Period, when he did return on 9/24/04, it was primarily for back pain. Period, he was then seen for the back and left-sided sciatica 3/12/28/04 and again on 6/25/09. Period, on the latter visit, he had right-sided sciatica. Period. Dr. Pacman cited additional treatment for other conditions until reevaluated in May 2011 for bilateral knee pain, period. Dr. Pacman opined about etiology of osteoarthritis in the knees. Period. Mr. O'Donnell tells me he plans on having his left knee replaced in November 2013, but is not receiving any active treatment at this point. Period. He does have a legal proceeding ongoing in this matter. Period. Work history. This 65-year-old married white male has been employed as an electrician for the insured. Period, he tells me he missed 4 months of work due to his right knee replacement surgery. Period, he has since been otherwise able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period, he does plan to be at his regular job in the coming 6 months. Period, his hobbies include fishing. Period, past medical history. First sentence is normal. Mr. O'Donnell revealed that he sustained a torn tendon in his left arm in 2009, as previously described. Period, he did not reveal a history of other orthopedic complaints, and injuries previously enumerated. Period, he's allergic to Robaxin. Period, his primary care physician is a cardiologist named Dr. Silvers in Elmer, E-L-M-E-R, New Jersey. Present complaints. At the time of the current examination, Mr. O'Donnell complains that his left knee has pain on stairs and when kneeling. Period, he wears a brace on it while at work. Period, his right knee currently feels great. Period, neither knee locks or gives way. Period, he does not use any handheld assisted devices for ambulation. Period, overall, the symptoms on the left knee are getting worse. Period, current medications, baby aspirin, comma, antihypertensive, comma, and cholesterol-lowering medication. Physical exam. General appearance of the examinee is an adult white male. Mesomorph is well-developed, but extremely obese. His current weight represents a gain of 9 pounds since his evaluation a little more than a year ago. Extremities lower, inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue and deconditioned musculature throughout the lower extremities. Here there was a 7.5-inch long linear scar overlying the right knee, consistent with his arthroplasty. Period, motion of the right knee was from 0 to 130 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Period, motion of the left knee was from 0 to 120 degrees of flexion with mild crepitus but no tenderness. Period, parentheses, there was previously crepitus detected at both knees. Close parentheses. Motion of the hips and ankles is full on planes without crepitus or tenderness. Knee maneuvers, normal macro. Circumference is knee on the right 58.5 and the left 56.0, 4 inches above the knee on the right 59.0 on the left 61.5. Thoracic, normal lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 80 degrees and rise. Inspection revealed a decreased lordotic curve and a longitudinal scar consistent with the history of surgery described. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions and analyses. Mr. Andrew O'Donnell, 65-year-old male, alleges occupational exposures caused disability to both knees. Period is cited above. He evidently had complaints beginning in the right knee as far back as 2000 and perhaps before that. Period, this began when he was walking on vacation. Period, he had various episodes of recurrent knee symptoms. Period. It was not until well after he underwent right total knee arthroplasty that he asserted that his knee conditions were attributable to work. Period, he convinced Dr. Pacman to opine in this regard. Period. Mr. O'Donnell missed 4 months of work due to his right knee condition, which now feels great. Pretty plans on pursuing left total knee arthroplasty in November 2013. Period. In paragraph, the current examination of Mr. O'Donnell on 1-8-13 found that he gained 9 pounds from his already obese body's habitus since my earlier evaluation. Period, he had mildly decreased range of motion about both knees associated with excessive adipose tissue. Period, there was mild crepitus about the left knee. Period, there was swelling of the right knee associated with borderline atrophy of the right thigh musculature. Period, he ambulated with physiologic gait and could squat to 80 degrees and rise. Period. He once again had postoperative findings at the lumbar spine, although currently range of motion was full. The provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. In paragraph, this case represents 15% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg overall without regard to cause. Period. In my view, this is entirely attributable to underlying naturally occurring degenerative osteoarthritis accelerated by aging and morbid obesity. Very undoubtedly, Mr. O'Donnell has the same process occurring on the left knee. I will offer a mild assessment with respect to the statutory left leg overall without regard to cause. Period.